the power of your mind. Michael Bernard Beckwith.
And so you end up attracting to you the predominant thoughts that you're holding in your awareness, whether those thoughts are conscious or whether they're unconscious. That's the rub.
Whether you've been aware of your thoughts in the past or not, now you are becoming aware. Right now, with the knowledge of the secret, you are waking up from a deep sleep and becoming aware. Aware of the knowledge, aware of the law, aware of the power you have through your thoughts.
Dr. John DeMartini.
If you look very carefully when it comes to the secret and the power of our mind and the power of our intention in our daily lives, it's all around us. All we got to do is open our eyes and look.
Lisa Nichols.
You can see law of attraction everywhere. You draw everything to yourself. People, the job, the circumstances, the health, the wealth, the debt, the joy, the car that you drive, the community that you're in, and you've drawn them all to you like a magnet. What you think about, you bring about. Your life is a physical manifestation of the thoughts that go on in your head.
This is a universe of inclusion, not exclusion. Nothing is excluded from the law of attraction. Your life is a mirror of the dominant thoughts you think. All living things on this planet operate through the law of attraction. The difference with humans is that they have a mind that can discern. They can use their free will to choose their thoughts. They have the power to intentionally think and create their entire life with their mind.
Dr. Fred Alan Wolf, quantum physicist, lecturer, and award-winning author.
I mean, I'm not talking to you from the point of view of just wishful thinking or imaginary craziness. I'm talking to you from a deeper, basic understanding. Quantum physics really begins to point to this discovery. It says that you can't have a universe without mind entering into it, that the mind is actually shaping the very thing that is being perceived.
If you think about the analogy of being the most powerful transmission tower in the universe, you will see the perfect correlation with Dr. Wolf's words. Your mind thinks thoughts, and the pictures are broadcast back as your life experience. You not only create your life with your thoughts, but your thoughts add powerfully to the creation of the world. If you thought that you were insignificant and had no power in this world, think again. Your mind is actually shaping the world around you. The amazing work and discoveries of the quantum physicists over the last 80 years has brought us to a greater understanding of the unfathomable power of the human mind to create. Their work parallels the words of the world's great minds, including Carnegie, Emerson, Shakespeare, Bacon, Krishnamurti, and Buddha.
Bob Proctor.
If you don't understand it, doesn't mean you should reject it. You don't understand electricity, probably, and yet you enjoy the benefits of it. Do you know how it works? I don't know how it works, but I do know this, that you can cook a man's dinner with electricity, and you can also cook the man.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
People oftentimes, when they begin to understand the great secret, become frightened of all of these negative thoughts that they have. It has been proven now scientifically that an affirmative thought is hundreds of times more powerful than a negative thought. So that eliminates a degree of worry right there.
It really does take many negative thoughts and persistent negative thinking to bring something negative into your life. However, if you persist in thinking negative thoughts over a period of time, they will appear in your life. If you worry about having negative thoughts, you will attract more worrying about your negative thoughts and multiply them at the same time. Decide right now that you are going to think only good thoughts. At the same time, proclaim to the universe that all your good thoughts are very powerful and that any negative thoughts are very weak.
Lisa Nichols.
Thank God there's a time delay, that all of your thoughts don't come true instantly. We'd be in trouble if they did. The time delay serves you. It allows you to reassess, think about what you want, and make a new choice.
All of your power to create your life is available right now, because right now is when you are thinking. If you have had some thoughts that will not be beneficial when they manifest, then right now you can change your thinking. You can erase your previous thoughts by replacing them with good thoughts. Time serves you because you can think new thoughts and emit a new frequency now.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
You want to choose your thoughts carefully and you want to have fun with this because you are the masterpiece of your own life. You are the Michelangelo of your own life. The David that you are sculpting is you.
One way to master your mind is to learn to quiet your mind. Without exception, every teacher in this book uses meditation as a daily practice. It wasn't until I discovered the secret that I realized how powerful meditation can be. Meditation quiets your mind, helps you control your thoughts, and revitalizes your body. The great news is that you don't have to set aside hours to meditate. Just 3 to 10 minutes a day to begin with can be incredibly powerful for gaining control over your thoughts. To become aware of your thoughts, you can also set the intention, I am the master of my thoughts. Say it often, meditate on it, and as you hold to that intention, by the law of attraction, you must become that. You are now receiving the knowledge that will enable you to create the most magnificent version of you. The possibility of that version of you already exists on the frequency of the most magnificent version of you. Decide what you want to be, do, and have. Think the thoughts of it. Emit the frequency, and your vision will become your life.